Welcome in, Andrew McKay, head of footy. There's four or five stories to deal with on the Blues. Thanks for your time, Andrew, on what's going to be probably, you know, the biggest 3 weeks of your administrative life, I would say, because you've got a chance to refurbish your footy club in one foul swoop. We'll start with Carlisle. You got a meeting today. Are you still confident you can be a player there and topple the Saints on the deal?
Did you say we've got a meeting today, Kay?
Well, you're catching up with his team. Do you think that... Would you like Jake Carlisle to be a captain?
Oh, he's obviously a very good player. No doubt about that. He'd look good in our back line or forward line, but certainly, it's up to Jake on where he chooses to go, in a sense. Then, two, for that particular club to come to terms with him, refinances and all that sort of thing. So there's certainly a lot of water to go under the bridge, but would certainly entertain the fact of trying to get him to Carlton, for sure.
It seems it's down to two when it comes to Jake Carlisle, Andrew. Is that your belief as well?
I don't know, Damien, to be honest. I think he's got a couple in mind by the sound of it, but all we can be worried about is what's happening on our side of the fence rather than with any other club.
Yeah, and when it comes to him, is it the pre-season draft mechanism that you may actually try to get him through, or would you actually engage in conversations with the Bombers?
We've spoken about both options. We haven't come to any conclusion at this stage. But I think first and foremost, we need to work out where Jake wants to go. And I don't think that's clear yet.
Chris Yaron's the other big one, Andrew. Interesting from his manager, Paul Connors, who joined us this morning in NAB AFL Trade Radio. Let's have a listen to what Paul Connors had to say about the future of Chris Yaron.
Yeah, he's requested to be traded to Richmond, and I think a deal will be done. I think it'll be done late. There's negotiations happening behind the scenes. Chris is overseas at present. I think there's a mutual parting of the ways, in my view. I mean, they're not going to say that, and Carlton's going to be strong for a first-round pick. Richmond's strong on only a second-round pick, and hopefully there's a happy medium somewhere, and I'll let that play out. It's October 5th. The trade day ends October 23rd.
So he's contracted, obviously, Andrew, but it seems from hearing his agent that everyone's happy for a deal to happen, providing that it's the right pick.
Well, certainly if it's the right pick. Obviously, Chris has chosen or decided that he thinks it's best if he leaves Carlton. And obviously, it sounds like he's chosen Richmond over any others. And let's make it very, very clear that he's a contracted player, so we'll be fighting tooth and nail for the best possible pick for Chris, because he is a quality player.
Are you fixed on it being a first-round pick?
Yes.
What if that can't get done?
Well, we'll just have to make sure it can get done. As Paul said, we want a first-round pick. Richmond are balking at that by the sound of it, but that's just all part of the negotiation process.
Yep, but you resigned to him not being part of the Carlton list next year despite being contracted. Is that fair to say?
Well, not completely yet, but we understand that Chris certainly would like to go. As I mentioned, that he is contracted. So we do hold a few cards up our sleeve in that regard. But in saying that, if Chris really, really wants to go and has to go, then we need to come to an arrangement. But make no mistake that that arrangement will have to favour us as far as a high pick is concerned.
Well, of course, Richmond's second-round pick is 31 and their first-round pick is 12. Are you saying that if it's not somewhere 1 to 18, then you will not do a deal?
It's going to be unlikely, yes. We'll certainly be wanting a first-round draft pick for Chris.
Like a few clubs, Andrew, James Aish was a person of interest to the Blues throughout the course of the season. As we are about to enter the official trade mechanisms, is he still a player of interest for you?
I think all these types that are either out of contract or free agents, everyone's interest to us. As you guys know, we need to build some depth into our list and get as much talent as possible in over the next few years to makes him do a whole lot better team.
So, yes to that question with Aish, you still could have him on your books?
Could have him on our books.
Yeah. Troy Menzel, look, I know he's a Carlton player, but there has been talk throughout the latter half of the season that he may be one thrown up for trade. Is there any update on him?
No update. I mean, Troy's a contracted player. No one's contacted us about Troy, so... Yeah, as far as we're concerned, he'll be with us next year.
Quite a few GWS players who, obviously, Stephen Savoni knows really, really well. One who's contracted but just keeps having his name thrown up regularly now is Adam Tomlinson. Is he of interest too?
Well, he would be if he throws his name, throws his hat in the ring. Obviously, he's a very good player, but we haven't pursued that like we've looked at other options, but certainly he's a very, 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 very good player.
Lachie Henderson is the other interesting one because he's obviously departed your footy club. The Cats want him, but only at the right price. And what the price is going to be highly debated, I would think, probably by everybody in the industry, because it's very he's a very hard player to put an accurate pick on. This is what Stephen Wells, the list manager of the Cats, had to say a short time ago.
Try and get a trade done there for Lachie. We'll be remembering what Lachie was like when he was at his very best as a footballer and what we think he might develop into over the coming years if he ended up at Geelong. So doing a trade there will be interesting, as you say, Terry, and hopefully Carlton and we can come to an arrangement.
He went on to say that he wasn't in favour of wasting time on these deals and that you can only trade what you got. And the inference was that there would be no first-round pick as part of any trade. Are you confident you can get a deal done with the Cats, Andrew? Have you had a chat to them yet? And do you think it's more likely to be a second-round pick?
No, we think it'll be their first-round pick. We're confident we'll get something done there. I'm not sure what inference you're taking out of what I just heard from Stephen, but certainly we're in discussions with Geelong where we are confident that we will get the pick we require.
And so their first-round pick at the moment is 9. It's possible that ends up in the Dangerfield deal and that the compensation comes back, which is 14. Are you saying that, it's a first round or nothing for Lachie?
Yeah, we'll be looking for a first round for Lachie.
Do you think he's...
Keep in mind, they don't actually have to give up anything for Dangerfield, given he's a free agent.
Yep.
I suppose the dilemma for you too is that you could also lose Henderson for nothing too, couldn't you, on that same note?
Well, not really. He's not a free agent. He's an uncontracted player, so he'd have to go through the pre-season draft.
Yep.
But he would get to Geelong in the pre-season draft, wouldn't he? Like, it's...
Well, it's a risk, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a risk. There's a lot of clubs before Geelong's pick in the pre-season draft, so there's certainly a risk there.
Do you think you might have to move the Henderson discussion into that negotiation with Dangerfield? Because it is possible that Geelong come out of this with no first-round picks before you get the chance to do the Henderson deal?
I don't think so. I think we're in discussion with Geelong, and certainly Geelong haven't indicated to us that they won't have that first-round pick available to us. So we think we'll be able to get something done in that regard.
So on that, do you think that the Dangerfield will end up being the compensation pick?
Oh, I don't know. I can't tell you that. That's up to Adelaide and Geelong to come to terms with. But as I said, keep in mind that Geelong actually don't have to give up anything for Dangerfield. Now, then you start into the scope of the fairness of the compensation with free agency, but that's a whole other ball game, isn't it?
And just another couple of quick ones before we let you go. And we do appreciate your time this year, as you have given it to us regularly in previous Trade Radio patches. Liam Sumner, we're going to be speaking to his manager soon, Scott Lucas from GWS. Is he someone you might be taking a shine to?
Could be, yeah. I mean, we had a chat to Liam last week or the week before, just to scope him out and get his interests on where he sees his football going. Where he sees himself playing in the future. So it might be something there, but there needs to be a lot of water going to the bridge before we or he can commit to anything, that's for sure.
Yep, but Lachie Plowman?
Well, certainly Lachie's a really, really good player. We'd love to have Lachie at Carlton, but again, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge, and we've only just touched the tip of the iceberg there.
And Josh Walker's a name from Geelong who's been regularly out there in recent times. Is it possible that you may get him involved from the Henderson perspective?
Well, there's a possibility. We haven't gone to real fine detail with Geelong yet, but whether a player gets involved with the pick as well, that's something that we'll be talking about with Geelong.
Okay, last one, Dennis Umfield, not yet contracted for next year, but there's no danger, is there, that he won't be there next year?
Well, certainly Dennis, he's got some speed and got some excitement about him. It'll be a numbers game in the end. We're hoping we can keep Dennis on our list because he does offer something. But as I say, it'll be a numbers game in the end on whether all players come stay or go. But we'd certainly like to keep Dennis with us.
But no guarantees as we speak.
I don't think there's any guarantees. But certainly we're hopeful we'll be able to keep him.
Andrew, we appreciate your time. You've got a big job ahead and, of course, plenty of draft picks as well on the table too. So a huge job for you over the next 6 weeks, realistically the next three, the core of that. We wish you well.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. Thanks, Damien.